podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
Media has an agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star.
So care about by your speakers.
Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to talk?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned in to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, and 107.1 FM St. Louis, Missouri, Alt Rock Radio in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, XRPRadio.co.uk, currently coming from Scotland, in the Highlands. We have RudeRooRadio.com on the beaches of San Diego, California, buildascene.com/radio. I'm sure I've forgotten somebody, but Build a Scene is coming at you from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania. My name is Bill, and this is episode number 621. And with me tonight are the band, or is the band, Royce. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Okay, so you would think after 621 episodes, I could get through that a little quicker and not go, I think I got them all.
You know, it's always that thing where it's the avant-garde improvisation of jazz. You're just like, after so many episodes, I'll get it. And then it just starts a little new.
Wait until you hear me try and do the ending. All right, so real quick, before we get into any questions, can you guys introduce yourselves and say what you do in the band and mention the people that are not currently here that are also in the band?
Yes, definitely. Well, my name is Royce. I'm the lead singer and guitarist in the project Royce. I'm joined with Shy, aka Janai, our DJ, Lady J, vocalist, and this other handsome guy that you see is Chris the Salt Volpini. Yeah, I'm talking to you, sir.
Yeah, Chris Volpini, play bass, carry things.
A lot, yeah. Yeah, he's that guy.
And then we have Dylan.
Oh, yeah, sweet. Well, yeah, you can.
We have Dylan. Dylan is our other guitarist. And Dennis is our drummer. So yes. they're not with us today, but that rounds us out.
And then we have a saxophone player that floats around with us every once in a while, goes by the name of Justin Benzino, also plays with a project called the Moat Rats. So
I don't think he was at the show I saw in Catani.
No, he wasn't.
He wouldn't have been at that.
He's relatively new. He's played 2 shows with us in the past couple of months. So he's new to the family.
What is the best pizza that you've had because you're in a band?
Oh, man. Well, I think that I got to let the Pittsburghers speak on that. I'm from Texas, so like... Pittsburgh pizza, there are some really great spaces. Best that I've had is Vincent's. But, you know, I'm going to let the Pittsburghers take that one away.
Well, I'm not doing pizza anymore, but when I did, it was – I liked – I'm from the South Hills area. So there's a place called Beddoes that I like because I'm actually from Wheeling. And – there's a place down where we do that cookie, you know, baking sheet pizza down there. There's a place down there called DiCarlo's, and then there's a bunch of other places. And
just so you know, all the ones you've mentioned so far have been mentioned on this question.
So I like that because it reminds me that's what we had growing up, is it's made the same way. And then there's another one, I guess, that's close to my house, but they don't deliver. I don't know how you run a place like that and don't deliver, but I've never had it, but it's supposedly it's the same deal.
Me? I don't know. I'm kind of there with Vincent's with you on that one. But I also like Pizza Perfecta is pretty good, and they're just private owned. So
I'd have to say probably the best venue pizza that I've had has been the Spirit Pizza.
Yeah.
Like playing down.
Yeah.
Planet Spirit and like the Spirit Pizza, you know, it definitely hits the spot when you're finishing loading in or loading up or whatever, and I need a slice.
It just occurred to me after I went on that long tangent that Spirit, you know, I have never played there with Royce, but I've played at Spirit, and they definitely take that wholeheartedly. Best venue pizza.
Yeah.
How did you guys end up together, especially knowing that, Royce, you just said you were from Texas? How did this all come together?
Well, I was driving down the road, you know, on my way into Pittsburgh, and I bumped into Chris. He was, you know, had his thumb up. No, I'm just kidding.
My slapping thumb.
He wasn't hitchhiking. He was looking to slap guys. No, I'm just kidding. So the way that the project came together was I was in another project and I really wanted to delve deep into rock and roll and into blues. I was working at a space called the Lighthouse Project in Homewood. And I really was like, you know, I want to take this adventure. So I connected with Jay, amazing vocalist. She helped me really start to write a lot of my tunes and to get them out. And then I met Chris when I played at La Creme, and he dug the music. He liked it. And he was like, hey, if you're looking for a bassist, you know, let me know. And as
the whole story.
It's not. Actually, I met Chris at the summer jam cookout the first time.
There's part of the story that you might not remember. I'm not from Pittsburgh originally. I am actually from the Wheeling area, but I had been living in Oklahoma City for about 7 years. And then we moved back up here. And when I first got up here, I had decided that I was going to get back into music, and I just kind of started. I went to the local shops and stuff, and I was like, "Hey, like, got to be friends with some of the guys up at Empire," and they were like, "As weird as it sounds, just send people messages on Facebook." And I was like, "That definitely sounds weird," but I was like,
"That's how I booked this show."
Yeah, I was like, if that's how Pittsburgh gets down, then I'll try it. Nobody answered, and Royce is one of the people I messaged because he didn't answer.
I don't even remember getting a message but I'm sure that if I go down, I'll find it, because you were like, you're one of the people that I reached out to when I first started doing music. You didn't answer, so I was like, oh, this guy probably thinks I'm weird.
So like, it's funny because I was really like. Like, I messaged, like, the Common Heart and, like, all these bands that I had no business messaging. And because I just didn't know. And so, you know, eventually I started playing with another artist, and that was going okay. And we played this event up in Monroeville. And
summer jam cookout.
Yeah. And so I started talking. I was kind of friends with Jordan first, through the guitar stores. That's when I started talking to them. And then I was working, with a promoter for this, what he called the La Creme Festival. And they had a last minute dropout. So I messaged, two bands. I messaged Ezra and the Relatives, and I messaged Royce, and they answered first. So I got them the booking for it, and man, they crushed La Creme. They did better than I did, so I was just kind of like it. I didn't say much that day, but I was like, if that bass player ever quits, I'm gonna make a move.
and he did.
Yes,
and actually Jasanta, our Lady J, I met her when I was working at the Lighthouse Project, and she was singing with a group called now they go by the Castle of Ink. But
yeah, I was just kind of helping them out. They were actually some students that I was working with at the time, and trying to get them to kind of expand their music and stretch their music. And so I did some oohs and ahs for them for a minute, and really hadn't thought about getting into a band really. You know, I have a theater arts background. So, I mean, I've done musicals, but I really hadn't ventured at this route in music before. And so it was kind of like, okay. And so I kind of started off a little timidly with it.
But her voice was like amazing. It was crazy. And the just passion that she had, I said, why are you oohing and aahing behind, like, let's get you out here, let's get you like singing.
Well, and then that was that. And the next thing you know, yeah, I was a regular part of Royce. I was in that core group, and so I've been singing with Royce ever since.
I know that show that I saw in Katanning, I messaged Donna from First Angel Media, and I was like, I just saw an amazing band. And she's like, who was it? I'm like, Royce. She's like, I saw them at Millvale. They were great. I'm like, why aren't we doing anything with them?
Wow.
Hey, love that. Hey.
And here we are.
Yes, here we are. You're doing things with us. And last but not least, Shy, I just, you know, I tied him up, put him in the back of the truck, and said, you're going to DJ. And he doesn't have a mic to tell me different. No, he's like, he's over him. I'm like, no, let's see. You want to tell your story?
How did you get into this project?
Well, how I first started was I heard that Royce needed a DJ. I had some experience in DJing from classes from Lighthouse at the YMCA at the time, but haven't been there in a while. Since then, really have been DJing with them for a while. I've seen us have a good amount of members come and go, so I've kind of just like been just on chilling with the band, seeing where it takes us, trying to help support a homie, you know.
Shiza, his original role was just being the silent guy in all the music videos. Like in our No Tomorrow. I'm Not Okay. Days. You said what?
I said I miss those days. Right. Guy didn't talk.
But yeah, he would just be like chilling with the band just in the background, and he always looked fly, and people were like, well, what do you do? And he's like, chill. So we needed a DJ for the Devil in a Blue Dress music video. I said, why don't you just sit in and like play the DJ? And after that, I was like, why don't you actually be the DJ? And it kicked off from there. That was a long, long conversation. That was a long answer.
All right, so you guys are leaving a show, loading your stuff back up, and there's a DeLorean sitting there with its door open and a flux capacitor in it. You're hopping in, and you can go anywhere in time to visit any band in the history of the world. So you can hang out with them. Where are you going in time, and who are you going to hang out with?
I'm going to Paisley Park because I want to hear Prince live.
Nice.
That was fire. I'm going to the 1996 Super Bowl to watch Michael Jackson perform for the Cowboys, and I'm hanging out with him after that.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. I was also thinking Michael Jackson. Didn't know when he mentions the Super Bowl. I was like, yeah, I wouldn't want to see that. Because I don't really go to Super Bowls. So I would at least want to go to see that one, or Prince when he did it too, or that one. I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
They gave you a little bit of time to think.
Yeah. So I'm going to go back to probably, I think the best decade of music is late 60s into the late 70s. I'm a big fan of all the studio bands, and the Funkers and the rap, as they were called, the Swampers and all that, the Stax, you know, Booker T and the MGs. That's the stuff I really like. I would probably go to Detroit to see the Funk Brothers because Motown is my first love. But I would love to see the Wrecking Crew and be around for like when Pet Sounds was going on and all that as well. So either California or, Detroit in that time.
All right. So my next question has a little bit of a build up, but in your bio on Facebook, because that's the one I stole it from, it says that you are rock, hip hop, blues, soul, fusion band that creates original music that celebrates the reclamation of music genres that are rooted in African American culture, but connect to us all. I'm telling you, like, every song I heard you guys play, you could hear every single one of those genres in a song. And it was amazing. And I called John when I left. If you can't tell, I'm a little excited to be talking to you guys right now.
We're excited to talk to you.
Likewise, yes.
So, like, when you say fusion, it's really a fusion. Like, you hear all of those genres. What's the writing process on, like, for a song to meld all that together?
You know, I would say that, like, the process of writing this project, it has been, like, a process I've been working on for the past, like, 5 or 6 years. I really just decided that I wanted to make a genre, make a fusion of genres that celebrated and talked about African American culture. And so in realizing and understanding that, I kind of have this system where it's like, I want to write a soul song, but within soul and in the variations of music that we have to choose from, I can go hip hop with it. I can go funk with it. So I might decide, give me some funk bass with, you know, a little bit of Rhodes keyboard, and then add in a newer melodic style of singing. So I don't. It's kind of like a maze, I guess. It's like where what story wants to be told, and then what genre should it be told in, and then how can we dive deeper sonically to tell an even deeper story than what's on the surface. I don't even know if that answered the question.
by the sounds of it, you're the primary writer.
Yes, at this point, you know, I feel like this band, it's very open in terms of the writing process to an extent. Everyone has a space where they can have ideas. For example, one of my favorite tunes on the project, Fire, which Chris and I kind of wrote together, started with a lick that he'd been holding on to for several years. And when he brought that to me, it just opened up all of these other different ways that it could go. It was bluesy, it was rock and roll, but it had a very chant vibe to it. It had a funk soul. So I just heard all of the different music that I could do with that lick and experimented with every one.
I'm going to go completely opposite on this question. I'm not even, there's no segue for this. So what I want to know now is about an embarrassing moment that's happened on stage. But wait, there's a caveat. You can't tell me about something that you did. You have to tell me about something that somebody else did on stage that embarrassed you.
Oh, snap. the floor is open. I don't even know where to start.
I don't know if it's necessary that I would embarrass you. I guess we could talk about Pleasant Fest. That really didn't embarrass me, but Royce took a tumble during the show. Luckily Chris was like, he saw it from like his angle. I was next to him and he, you know,
not the way Chris tells it.
it was so quick. His reaction was so quick that when Royce fell backwards and was falling backwards, like into his guitar and the stand, and Chris grabbed it so quick and to get it out the way so that one, he didn't smash his guitar, but just to try to help. And also at the same time, like kind of broke his fall. So it was like Chris was like Superman that show. Still, because yes, we were literally live on stage playing when that happened. So I can't say necessarily that I was embarrassed.
Didn't even miss a note. I probably did, but I probably missed all the notes leading up to that one, and that's the one I hit right.
It was the crescendo. Yeah, that's funny because I can't really say that I have moments on stage when bandmates have embarrassed me, but one thing that's always fun is when Chris decides he's gonna talk smack like behind me during shows.
Keep him grounded.
the one that I remember was we did a show near Penn Hills at the SNS Sanctuary. We did a pool party, and we had Back Alley Sound perform. We had Louis Castle. We had Jaquoia May. We had so many of our friends there to just support. And here's Chris behind me. We just finished. I think it was a sentimental song or something. And he was like, that was complete crap. Like, and he just says a little, I can't wait to find out what I'm going to eat after this. Like, just to hear him have his sidebar conversation.
I boo at him when everybody else is cheering at him. Yeah. Yeah. Like, my goal is for him to hear like this flood of cheers and then just one little voice in the back going, boo, boo, boo. Yeah, that's my contribution. That's my vocal contribution to the band. I've only truly been embarrassed one time on stage, and I'm not going to name names. I'm not going to name projects, but we had a drummer that had no business being on that stage with us that night. And, it wasn't Royce, wasn't even that band. But it was just, like, not only was the playing bad, but he was yelling at people in the crowd and yelling profanities and stuff and just being absolutely belligerent. And I've never been that embarrassed to be on a stage in my life. So that's my, it's, it's, it's quite the tale, but I don't want to tell it because there's a bunch of other implications with it. Which is like the classic thing to do, right? That start telling a story and then don't tell it. But I don't know if I can, honestly. But they know exactly what I'm talking about, and I'll tell you the story sometime, Bill, offline. Okay. If you want to know. Yeah,
that'll be the drink champs conversation.
It's an ordeal.
Hey, Shai, you have an answer?
Mine was like a brief embarrassed moment. For me, it was I think it was our last show we played, and there's supposed to be a little bit of scratching at the end of one song. I didn't do it. So me and Royce just made eye contact. We're just staring at each other. So we're just looking like, what's about to happen? Am I going to do something or are you going to do something? So what happened was here I got Janai. I was like, oh yeah, I forgot. People are calling me by Janai now. And I was like, oh, that's a little weird. But I got to get a little comfortable with that. But other than that, I don't think I've had any other moments where someone else embarrassed me on stage.
Well, we got to work on that.
Guess who I'm talking to next show.
I mean, it did kind of sound like a challenge.
Right.
Let's say that you're standing at the crossroads waiting for the devil to show up. Why are you there? What are you going to sell your soul to the devil for to gain musically? Or, you know, what's that one thing you still want to work on and gain?
Being at the crossroads, I think that, like, if I were to sell my soul, I would be like, for the music to, like, take care of my family, for it to have a large enough platform to actually do some real work in the industry, and to have a legacy that surpasses myself, that surpasses even the music I'm making now, but a legacy that lets people know that we as Black folks, as people of color, have had a voice in rock and roll, and that, you know, we deserve to have a voice in it. That would be my soul moment.
And now if somebody has to follow that answer.
Right. I'm not selling my soul, but
that's why I gave you the out.
Yeah, I'm taking it. All I want is to do what I can to make what he said happen.
Right.
So whatever I can provide on my 4 to 5 strings to help that along, I'll do it. Short of selling myself, I'd rather suck at an instrument than than that alternative.
Right. I would probably have to say pretty much the same thing, is to be able to, as Royce put it, have a platform where we can actually do real change. I think that's the biggest thing for me, is being able to have this music.
I'm sorry. I have to interrupt you for a second. Just so everyone knows, his headphones went flying too.
Cartoon character.
Sorry. Sorry.
Shoes are off.
I couldn't let that go.
Right.
I sneezed in my headphones.
He's right beside you. Didn't even know.
I was thinking of my answer. I can't really think of an answer right now.
But yeah, that's what it would be for me. It's just allowing the music to, you know, speak to people, so that they, and representation matters. And so being able to say, look, you know, that whole reclamation part of what we do is important. And for people to see that, you know, we can all have a place at the table, you know, and to recognize all those contributions that have come, you know, from those in the past who've paved this way. We wouldn't be able to do what we do right now So that's kind of where I'm at. And like I said, for that platform to grow enough that we can give back, and we're in a position to give back and help other artists and, you know, expand, as you say, expand in the industry.
I think for me, I'm not selling my soul either.
Right.
For me,
I'm the only heathen here.
Yeah. I would say understanding fundamentals of like how core music is made and the business behind it. That's me. That's what I would want to try to wish to get better, I guess. Yeah.
That was a dope answer. Mm-hmm. The core fundamentals of music. That was real.
Who is your Dave Grohl? And by that, I mean, what musician do you want to go up on stage with and perform one of their originals?
Do they have to be alive still?
No. That's why I asked the question about the DeLorean first. We still have that.
Amen. We're still in the DeLorean. I'm going to take a moment to think about mine. Anyone else want to answer on that one?
Wow. That's a good question.
I'd say Prince immediately. I would. It would be dope to be on the same stage with Prince. That would be hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
So living or dead?
You're cheating. Stop looking at your wall.
Yeah. Ain't cheating, ain't trying.
I know you got that Jamerson poster up there.
Well, I wouldn't be on the same stage as him because that would be my embarrassment story. The time I tried to play with James Jamerson and he made me look like he exposed me for the fraud that I am. Marvin Gaye is my favorite singer of all time. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with that. But there, you know, that because we're talking like the all-time dream scenario, right? So, but if we were to put some limits on it, there are so many awesome acts out there right now that I would definitely love to play with. You know, Royce knows I've been really obsessed with Michael Kiwanuka here lately. I love these bands like Satan Paul and the Broken Bones, Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, and Jason Isbell, and all these folk acts that are really doing cool stuff. But if we're going like, you know, we're digging people out of the grave and stuff, I'm going to go with Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. The first person that came to mind was Jill Scott, or Alicia Keys. I've been a huge Alicia Keys fan since she first came out. I would love to share a stage with her. Royce used to tease me because I said, if I got to make it in music, I just want to be Alicia Keys' background singer. And he's just like, you don't belong in the background. So
I told her to dream bigger.
Right. Or like Audra Day, Billie Holiday. I mean, geez, Patti LaBelle, Chaka Khan. Like, I would love to share a stage with any of them. They're amazing, amazing.
Man, I'd have to say, like, and I don't want to get too deep with it, but Bette Davis. Mm. That moment, like, just because she's just so, in her music, so raw. And like, I just think mm-hmm. that energy, because like I love energetic and high energy music. So if it's ultimately like I get to share the stage with someone, I want to be like on the borderline of mosh pitting. Like, I want to be like in the thick, in the energy, you know, like I think second would be Little Richard. Like that, just some of the great, like one of the greatest showmen, of all time. So. Yeah, someone that...
You know, unfortunately, the only thing I can think of when somebody mentions Little Richard is the California Raisins song.
Oh.
And I can't get that out of my head.
I always think of Family Guy.
Oh, that's so funny. That's so funny. Oh, man. No, but yeah, I think that, like, ultimately, it would be Bette Davis. I'd love to share the stage with her. If it was someone newer, alive or dead, I'd say Juice WRLD. Juice WRLD would have been a select of mine. That would have been awesome.
All right. So before I give the lead into this story, you should know you should never let me do this. Okay. So you guys are going out on tour, and for some reason I'm driving your bus. What are we going to listen to in between stops? So what's the soundtrack to your tour?
For me, Payable on Death is definitely going to be played. POD. Definitely POD. Mm-hmm. You got to have some Lil Darkie. I'm getting obscure. Kanye West, Billie Holiday. I don't know. Chime in.
I'd specifically say the older Kanye West.
Oh yeah.
Me personally.
Right.
Older Kanye. I don't know. Switchfoot, Red, Flyleaf. I'm getting like. I feel like no one knows these bands because they're all like Christian bands. I wasn't allowed to listen to secular music growing up. Oh, okay. Thank you, Chris. Thank you. Yes, Chris.
I went through my phase.
I knew who most of them were.
Okay. I feel like
Flyleaf and POD. And I don't know.
Yes, yes.
I don't know. I think it depends on the mood because sometimes I like to get some good clubhouse music going. So it might just be a club mix. Might get some R&B, some old school R&B, like Temptations, Earth, Wind & Fire. I think it just depends what it is, what the mix is. I think we have such a eclectic mix of music that, you know, have influenced all of us, you know, differently and at different times. So it's like, I don't know. It would just be the huge, like, variety.
It would be a smorgasbord,
right, of like all different styles and genres.
There's a pandemic or a epidemic or whatever that wipes out the majority of the humans on the face of the earth. There's a handful of people left. One song from every band survives. Which Royce song is going to survive and help repopulate the earth? You may read into that however you would like.
Wow.
I hope y'all know the track list. I'm going to say Sad Boy. I think that the message of Sad Boy is, LLTTA, Life, Love, and the Thoughts Thereafter, the title track of the project. But I just think that the sound of it, it's very acoustic, natural sounding. The lyrics are inspirational. I definitely think that a civilization could be rebuilt off of the new constitution of Sad Boy.
That's hard for me to think about. The first song that came to me like originally was No Tomorrow. That one popped up first, and then I was thinking Aim at the King. So I'm not sure like which one it would be. That's where I was leaning.
I would pick Got You.
Got You's really good.
I like Got You a lot. And Got You, at least for me, it reminds me to always cherish friends and family, because anything can happen. And whether you may not understand it at the time, anyone can not be there the next day and you not know it. So that song really cherishes what you have.
That's good. That was good. Chris.
No. I was hoping I get skipped over. Place Called Love. I'm not great with song titles, and that's one of the few I can remember. I'm going to go Place Called Love because I don't know. I just dig that song. And I think that
looks like we lost Chris.
I think he planned it.
Oh, he definitely did. He dropped out on purpose. We're going to let him know about it.
There, he's back. Hold on. There he is.
Where'd you go, guy?
I literally tapped the desk and it went. That's good to know. Place Called Love would be my pick.
All right. So you guys mentioned the song Fire earlier when we were talking about songwriting. And do you have any stories in particular that you would like to share about that song before we go ahead and play it?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. No,
That song was my job interview. I had this thing that when I saw them play La Creme, I said this would be a good, it fits their genre, because like nothing I played in really, it didn't really fit in anything. And I said, I reached out to him. I said, hey, you know, I got this thing, you know, maybe you like it, maybe you don't. I'd like to come by and we'll see if it's worth looking into. And that's what we did. And it ended up coming out pretty good. And that's entirely to his credit. All I did was come up with a riff. Everything else about that song is 100% Royce. I always look forward to that song on the set list when we play it. You know, it got us artists. That's the song they selected for Artist of the Week, and so I'm proud that I had something to do with it.
That was WYEP, correct?
Yes.
Why would I say?
No, you just said
song.
I just didn't say anything.
I was just throwing out the call letters so everyone knows what you're referring to.
Yeah, so we're WYEP Artist of the Week. That's the song they picked. And so I'm just glad that I had something to do with it. Looking forward to writing more stuff with Royce.
Fire for me. Chris came in with, I mean, to his credit, he came in with a riff and a pre-chorus. And the riff sounded like it could be a chorus. And he had so much music that was just, like I said, in that riff. That when I started to work on it, I originally was like, this is going to be like a rock funk song. And then as I started to write the lyrics for it, and then it became like a rock funk soul song. And then it took a turn because it has like this very EDM ending. And really, I'm going to tell this a little bit, Chris. During the process of finishing the song, Chris had gone through some medical issues, and he was fighting cancer. And I'm sorry to tell all your business, Chris, but that song was such a big inspiration to finish and complete, because just knowing what he was dealing with and what he was going through the entire time, and just hearing that song Fire was just really inspirational, and I'm so excited and happy that we finished it and we completed it.
We're going to go ahead and listen to Fire. That was Fire by Royce, who are hanging out with me tonight in the video. Or if you're watching, listening to the radio show, you don't get to see them. But go to buildthescene.com. You'll be able to see everything that's happened, including how many times they've dropped off and the camera stopped working. And and most importantly, Royce's headphones flying.
Yes.
All right. So this is, I told you I saved the hardest question, and this is it. If you were going to manage a band full of people from the local scene, not currently in your band, who would you put in your band and what part would they play?
Mm. Snap. Do I have to use names?
Okay. Unless you can say, like you don't remember a name, you can say like the bass player from such and such band. No,
we can definitely what is it? The NFL draft thing that they do, the fantasy league. We can definitely fantasy league this one. not currently in my project though. That's sad. If I was going to manage a project, I would probably start with the rhythm section, and I would get Jimmy Jules the Rockstar on drums. He plays with the Bohan, Byron Nash, and a couple of other projects. He used to play with Starship Mantis. With on bass, I would go Philippe from the Bill Henry Band. On guitar, it's a toss up between Miles Mahoney from Back Alley, and Spencer formerly from Starship Mantis. I might actually toss them both in there. You got the two guys that do jazzy and rock, soul fusion. Vocally, I'd go Isaiah Ross from Jack Swing. I think that he's got amazing vocals. Yeah, I think that'd be my project.
Everybody else is like,
I'm sorry, I picked the best.
So I'm managing this project, right?
Correct.
So I want people that are going to make my job easy. Correct. All right. So, Noel McCormick on drums. I'm going to go see. This is so bad. Is it Eric Church? Is that his name, Royce?
From
Funky Fly Project, the bass player.
Oh,
Eric.
Last name not Church, but yeah, Eric. He goes by Bass Rick.
Yes. He would be my bass player. I'm going to go Christian Hoffman on guitar. He was in the band Sweet Earth. I'm going to go Megan Paulette on keyboards, Jake Workmeister or and Sean Allen as my horn section, and I think I would just let Megan Paulette sing too. I would want Meg Wills in there too. So I would probably put her as our lead singer and then have Megan Paulette singing as well.
I can't think of it. I'm sitting here like, who would do what? I have no clue. I don't know. That is a hard question for me. Plus, they know more musicians than I do. So it's like, I know of some of these folks that are talking about. I'm just like, some of them are like, that's a new name. I don't know that name. So, I don't know. I might have to steal Jules too on drums. I have to steal Jules. Jeez, this is hard. I don't want to say everybody that either of you said, and so I'm trying to think of who I would say that.
I could literally put your project together for you.
You could.
Stevie Wellens on vocal. Gotta have Soulful Femme vocal. Jules Powell on drums.
Yes.
I probably definitely want a dope keyboard player, so Howie Alexander on keys.
Oh yeah. Yes. See how he's right. He's putting it together.
I think I want to play bass in this project.
Right.
You can't listen to the rules.
Right. Or, you know,
John Hall
on bass. Yeah.
You could.
Is this your resignation?
That's it for this fantasy group. I'm out.
Right.
Uh-huh. Because I would honestly, I would John Hall on bass. Kofi Ajé on percussion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your band's better than mine. Actually, Swap, I'm taking this one.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I don't know any. He's
the young buck in the music scene. He's still learning.
I don't know anyone that much.
All right, so what does Royce have coming up next?
So we, right, of course, we're in festival season, so we are working on, we have shows coming up. On the 10th, we have Club Cafe. We will be opening up for Feral Cat at the Club Cafe, June 11th.
Yes, World Square as part of the Three Rivers Festival, so we'll be doing that on the 11th. And then, look, I have a whole list. I'm trying to think what else comes after 11th. Because we're going into.
We have we'll do. So then we have a Battle of the Bands in July 17th. Correct, Chris?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's July 17th.
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah. Okay.
He's gonna tap his desk again. Watch his fingers.
I'm afraid to look at my calendar. Honestly.
Oh yeah, we have June 25th, we're at the Spark Pride Fest in Dormont. So we'll be there. Then on the 9th, July 9th, we'll be in the backyard on 8th, which is part of the Cultural Trust downtown. It's a new venue they have. Then I'm really excited about this one. We're going to be opening up for Midnight Star at Heartwood Acres. And that is on July 10th. So really excited about that.
Yeah. Deutschtown on July 23rd.
Yes. And then we're also playing the August Wilson Center's Community Day, and that is July 16th.
And so that's for the shows. We're going back into the studio quite soon to start writing on our next project. Should I share the name with them, Chris? Is that okay? Can I give?
It's never too early to promote.
So our next project is going to be called The Soul Tapes. And genre fusion project, again, starts with Chris being the catalyst. He brought a song to me that he worked on with another project called Heaven's Full Enough. And we're actually going to be putting that out this summer as like a single, but we want to, that'll be like on the project. So we're basing a project around this idea of the soul tapes, making something that's a little bit more retro, but live instrumentation, studio, as Chris said, he's a fan of studio bands. I'm a fan of studio bands. So very excited to get in and start to write on that and to see how we can fuse genres, but also stick to an idea. So that's coming up. And as we mentioned, we have Faya. So we're actually also working on a music video for Faya, which I have to say I'm kind of excited about because I've been talking to the peoples about it. You know, let's just say that there's an opportunity. There's a slight chance it might be Western meets Blaxploitation. Let that marinate.
There's to me. I'm not the video guy, so.
Chris is the guy. We tell him, like, go stand over there and look mean, and he does that perfectly.
I got two moves. And then that's both of them. Stand places and look mean.
So, yes, that's what we have coming up. We're very excited. And as I see, you have the website up, so folks can check that out.
That's the next question. Where can people find you at? Where can they find your music?
Yes, RoyceBand.com is a definite great way to start. Our IG is Royce Official. Our Facebook is Royce Official PGH. You can find our music on all platforms. Our newest record, Life, Love, and the Thoughts Thereafter, is on Spotify and iTunes, along with our single, I'm Not Okay, and our EP, first EP, Black Rock.
Very cool.
Yes, sir.
Want to thank you guys for hanging out with me this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, we hope that it met your expectations, that you're just as excited to say goodbye as you were to say hello.
I have fun all the time, but I was really excited for this one. For those of you that are tuned in, maybe for the first time, what you're going to hear coming up next is some more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. After that, you'll hear John American Hill Jack Lane tell you about how to make comments, subscribe, and all that kind of stuff. When that happens, you'll know the episode is over, but that doesn't mean that you should leave whatever station or whatever platform you're listening on, because everything that I'm involved in is promoting local and unsigned independent artists, and you might hear your next favorite band. So make sure you stick around.
Yesterday that they're taking me away from being the kind of guy I am. Cruising forward, bruising, should be winning, but I'm losing. They caught me with blood on my hands. Tell me why do I have to play with the lightning and thunder? The deeper I go, all the stones I throw, they're gonna put me 600 under. Well, I got nowhere to go, nothing on the radio. I'm lying here on my bed. Can't stand up for falling down, my heart and head are spinning round, it's crazy, thoughts in my head. Tell me why do I have to play it with the lightning and thunder? The deeper I go, all the stones I throw, they're gonna put me. Taking me away for being the kind of guy I am. Cruising forward, cruising, should be winning, but I'm losing. They caught me with blood on my hands. Now tell me why do I have to play with the lightning and thunder? The deeper I go, all the stones I throw, they're gonna put me 600 under. Tell me why. Got it.
This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best on-sign rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.